South Carolina is definitely Hillary country. Clinton won the Democrats' primary there over the weekend and did so by easily defeating Senator Bernie Sanders. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now to walk us through the results and to look ahead to what it all means for tomorrow's Super Tuesday primary bonanza. Good morning, Tom.
Hey there, Marshall.
So the polls had Clinton up by more than 20 points before the South Carolina primary. Were they right?
Well, no. The polls were actually wrong. They underestimated Hillary Clinton's margin of victory. Clinton won with nearly 74% of the vote. Here's how she began her victory speech.
Thank you. Thank you so much. From one end of this state to another, I am so greatly appreciative because today you sent a message in America when we stand together.
And what's interesting there is she said from one end of the state to the other, Marshall. And in fact, Hillary Clinton won every county in South Carolina. She won every income bracket, every education bracket. Clinton won 68% of the male vote and 79% of the female vote. She also won the white vote and 86% of the key African American vote, which made up the majority of those casting ballots on Saturday. Clinton took time in her victory speech to continue courting all of those voter groups.
Don't you think we've waited long enough for quality, affordable child care and paid family leave? Don't you think it's time for equal pay, for equal work? And let's break down the barriers that stop our children from getting the best possible start in life. We need to support great teachers and great schools in every zip code.
Now, this sounds like a real political drubbing. I mean, were there any bright signs for Bernie Sanders?
Well, Marshall, he did win the youth vote again, as he has in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. But turnout in South Carolina was actually down from 2008, just 367,000 people voted, and the youth vote didn't materialize the way the Sanders camp needed it to for what he calls his political revolution to work. In what was, in essence, his concession speech, Sanders said this.
What the political revolution is about is revitalizing American democracy and making sure that every American understands that, yes, football is a spectator sport. Democracy is not a spectator sport.
And Marshall, it's worth noting that speech was not given in South Carolina, but Minnesota, one of a dozen states which take part in Super Tuesday primary elections tomorrow.
So is the Sanders campaign then looking ahead to tomorrow's vote?
Absolutely. And with Clinton winning big with the African-American vote in South Carolina, Bernie Sanders is working to cut into that lead in states like Tennessee, Texas, and Georgia, which also have large African-American populations. Sanders continued to push his plan to increase the minimum wage and criminal justice reform, but he also added this point to his stump speech.
You know, I've been in politics for a while. It has never occurred to me to figure out a way to make it harder for people to vote because they might be voting against me. So I say to those Republican governors and legislatures who are trying to make it harder for poor people or old people or people of color to vote, if you are afraid of participating in a free and fair election, get out of politics, get another job.
It was a clear jab at those states which have voter ID requirements, states like Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama. Again, Super Tuesday states.
Well, let's talk about Super Tuesday, beginning with the Democrats. Who's looking like the favorite?
Well, right now, Hillary Clinton looks poised to win the most delegates. Real Clear Politics poll of polls show her winning in every state except Vermont, Bernie Sanders' home state. But some states like Massachusetts, it's within the margin of error. In others like Texas, Clinton's lead is by double digits.
And how's it looking for the Republicans?
That's a little bit more messy. Donald Trump is still the man to beat in the Republican field, though Senator Ted Cruz is ahead in his home state of Texas, and both Cruz and Marco Rubio are trying to cut into Trump's lead in the other Super Tuesday states.
And what about North Carolina's primary, Tom? That's coming up March 15th. Will it matter much?
Well, if these polls prove to be accurate, it may just be gravy for the Democrats. Hillary Clinton may well be on her way to the nomination by the time North Carolinians get to the polls. but it will still be a two-person race. I mean, Sanders has enough cash on hand and enough supporters to still make it past even a potentially disastrous Super Tuesday. For the Republicans, North Carolina will still be key. If Donald Trump does win big tomorrow, then states like North Carolina will be a must-win for his opponents to stay relevant. And if Trump doesn't win big, well, that just means North Carolina will be even more important for those looking to get enough delegates and momentum to stay relevant and make it to a potentially contested Republican convention in Cleveland this July.
WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.